I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to The Junks. We're live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of The Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Right now, we are joined on the BetQL guest hotline by a weekly guest, friend of the show. It's Mike Rizzo. He's the president of baseball ops and general manager of your Washington Nationals. FH for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and electrical. The official plumbing partner of the Washington Nationals. Absolutely the best. Hello, Mike. Good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well.
You're doing well. What's up,
Mike? You got to be excited. Got a little bit of a heater here. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter who you play. You just got to win the games, and you're doing that right now.
Yeah, we're playing a little bit better offensively. We're getting stellar pitching, both starters and relievers. Our defense has been good, as it has been throughout the year, and just starting to get a few more timely hits, and you know, putting some crooked numbers on the scoreboard, and you know, trying not to make every game a fingernail biter, and pull away a game or two, and have a little bit more of a relaxed atmosphere in the clubhouse and in the dugout every so often.
Mike, can you breathe a little easier when you get a grand salami in the first inning? You hang five on the board in the first inning, or is it, you never take anything for granted? You have to wait until, of course, all nine innings are played. But you have to feel a little bit better when there's five put up in the first inning.
There's no doubt. I mean, anyone who says any different is lying to you. So, when we score first, our record is stellar. So, that's a strategy we try and employ, obviously, like every other team. But, when we score early in games, it gives our pitchers a little margin for error, and they can relax, pound the strike zone, and let our defense take over. So, yeah, crooked numbers in the first inning are always a good thing, and last night was kind of the epitome of that. We scored a five spot in the first, and then Patrick started pounding the strike zone and making plays.
Are you fresh? I mean, I know you're not scoreboard watching really at this time. It's so early, but still, I mean, you get frustrated that you put the string together some wins, but you can't seem to really gain any ground in the standings.
No, I'm not nearly at that point yet. I mean, I'm worried about how we're playing. I just need to focus in on how we're playing, and it's refreshing for us to be playing a little bit better baseball. And those things usually take care of themselves, in the entirety of the season. So we just have to play better baseball and grind it out. And David Martinez saying, go 1-0. That's really been our mantra throughout his tenure here, and we've got a game tonight that we have to win, and that's just kind of the way we look at things.
And you got to feel good. You mentioned Patrick pitched really good last night, and then Joe Ross, who goes, I believe he goes in the first game of the Mets series on Friday. Could be wrong on that, but I think so. He was awesome against San Francisco. That might have been his best start ever against San Francisco when you guys won 5-0. So talk about those two guys and their last starts.
Yeah, they were great. The entirety of our rotation and bullpen has been stellar. You have Max walk off in the first inning of the first game against the team with the best record in the National League, and you're looking for a recipe for disaster for the entire series because of that. And our relievers came in and shut the door, and you know, for 8 1/3, and then the rest of our starters took it from there. And we split with a really good Giants team. We could have taken three and could have taken four in that series against the team with the best record in the National League. So the can't say enough about the rotation. Joe Ross has stepped up. Fetty, Patrick starting to get things together, and Johnny Lester just gives you a professional outing just each and every time. And the bullpen's been great. Gutsy performances by those guys. They've been used a lot, and they just keep answering the bell and throwing up zeros. And that's kind of how we're trying to crawl ourselves out of this. Out of these standings here is to pitch great, get some timely hits, and play good defense. And recently we've been doing that.
Can you give us the injury updates on? I know you're asked all the time by the media. I'm sorry to ask you, but just to give our audience updates on Max, who you end up putting on the 10-day. You were hoping to be able to avoid that. And again, hopefully this is all quick and he'll be back as soon as possible. But give us an update on that. And then I'm not sure, did you ever go public with what the MRI said on Strauss? I know somebody indicated like nerve damage, like or nerve, I don't know, trying to get the feeling back.
Irritation.
Or irritation. Yeah. What's the story with Strauss?
Yeah, Strauss first is more complicated. It's the same thing he had in 2018, where he had the nerve from his neck that goes down to his shoulder and arm was irritated. He has seen the doctor Alatraj out in L.A. to get a diagnosis. We've got that. We're sending him to a specialist in Dallas. He's in the midst of we're getting information gathering, trying to figure out how to stop this thing so it doesn't keep reoccurring. But the good thing is shoulder, it's not elbow, it's none of the fragile parts in a pitcher's arm. So once we can figure out this thing, a lot like 2018, we'll get him back once he gets built up and starts pitching again. So that's the update on him. Max, much simpler. He tweaked his groin. He felt that he could possibly pitch through it. We felt that since it's only June, we don't need him to pitch through it and gut through it and maybe hurt himself further. So we put him on the 10-day DL. We're hoping after the 10 days he's ready to pitch. His arm will still be in good shape because he still can throw. And hopefully the groin settles down and he can start for us right after his 10 days are up.
But when you have a nerve thing like you do with Strauss, nobody knows how nerve irritation will rectify itself, right?
Well, we have a little kind of a snapshot sample of what happened in 2018. So that's kind of we're going off of that. So. And with the specialist's recommendations, we feel that we'll get this thing figured out and where he can get back and perform at the elite level he's used to.
All right, give us some context here. I'm sorry, Jason. I just want some context on when you call up guys. So, like, Soto, if I remember correctly, and I don't have a memory anymore, my memory's shot, you kind of brought him up a little earlier than people had thought, right? Did you bring him up from AA? Did he skip AAA? I can't remember. And then... what was, like, how quickly did Strauss come up? Because I'm looking at this guy who we've talked about before, Cade Cavalli, who pitched a gem. You just moved him up, right? Now I think he's moved up to AA. What's been sort of your history with pitchers? And just give us some of your background, like, if you might surprise us as one of these young guys.
Well, there was a lot to unpack there. So the question was Strauss pitched, a full season and a half in the minor leagues before we brought him up. Soto really came from A ball. He played eight games in Double A. Really, he played eight. He was in A ball. Then we brought him to Double A for eight games, and we brought him to the big leagues after eight games in Double A. But those guys are exceptions.
That's
They're
insane.
Kind of freaks of nature and it doesn't happen very, very often. The problem with the only issue with Cade is, we didn't have a minor league season last year. That is something that kind of has
slowed him down. Maybe
each and every guy's progress. Cade was drafted, and we sent him to the alternative site. But there's no competition. You're not playing under the lights. You're not throwing full nine innings and stuff like that. I was a farm director with the Arizona Diamondbacks, so I know how to develop players and how to develop pitchers and timelines and that type of thing. And I think the easiest way to kind of put it is when they've mastered a level, they move to the next level. I think that's the simplest way of putting it. Some of these elite players like the Sotos and the Harpers and the Rendones and those guys accelerated through the process very, very quickly. I think when you master a level, you move to the next level until you get to the ultimate level, and that's kind of the way our development program works.
Hey, Mike, I know you don't care about other players on other teams, but this is a big topic, and we've asked you about it before, and you have to deal with it just like every executive does. And I'm sure you saw what Tyler Glasnow said. He tore his UCL and a flexor tendon. So who knows how long he's going to be out. I mean, that just kills the Rays. But he's blaming Major League Baseball. He said, I switched my fastball grip and my curveball grip. I had to put my fastball deeper into my hand. I'm choking the S out of all my pitches. And he's blaming baseball because the only substance he ever used was the sunscreen. And he's saying that, Major League Baseball should kind of ease back on it and not completely remove these. He says it's going to cause a lot of injuries, and it obviously affected him. So is this something that you pay attention to? I would think yes, talking to your guys. And what do you think of his comments blaming MLB for taking away all substances? And I believe the penalties start Monday if you get caught.
Yeah, they do. That was the memo that we've got. First of all, Tyler, I thought was a courageous statement that was made. So many times these guys hide behind these anonymous quotes and that type of thing. So good for him for saying it out loud, putting his name out and when he was on camera. So I give him a lot of credit. Hey, this is an intelligent pitcher that's got incredible stuff. Saw it firsthand, unfortunately, when we played Tampa just very recently, and it's a shame that it happened to him. You would never want to see any of these great elite players or pitchers get hurt and go down, even though they're on another team. We've talked to our pitchers ad nauseum about this thing. We're one of the few teams that plays it straight, does it the right way, and doesn't cheat. We're the last team, I think since 2016 that's won a full season World Series. You talk about the Astros in 17 and the Red Sox in 18 and us in 19. We did it the right way, the legit way, and we never take shortcuts. But players have been using a tacky substance for years. I credit MLB for trying to level the playing field. That's the object. The objective here is to level the playing field. So I give them credit for that. I think that we could have implemented this thing a little bit slower, and maybe maybe in spring training to do so. But it's here now. We all have to adjust to it, and we have to do it the best way without getting our players hurt. So that's how we're going to attack this thing. We're going to make sure that we do it right, we do it clean, but we do it the right way so as to not endanger our pitchers.
Mike, best of luck going forward. You got one more against the Pirates, then 11 straight against NL East opponents. Chance to make up some ground, man. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you, Mike.
Of course, that's Mike Rizzo, President of Baseball Ops, General Manager of your Washington Nationals, brought to you by FH Fur Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical, the official plumbing partner of the Washington Nationals. Absolutely the best. When we come back, you'll have a chance to win some Trevor Noah tickets when we play NHL or Russian politician. You can call at 800-636-1067. We'll do that next here on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. The Junks 25th anniversary is presented by our friends at PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. So thanks to them for all of their support throughout year 25. It's much appreciated. 800-636-1067 is the number for the listeners, because in just a bit, we're going to play one of Drab T-Shirt's favorite games of all time, if not his all-time favorite. It's called...
Where is Drab?
NHL or Russian politician. And we also have an added bonus.
Mm-hmm.
We have a letter from a P1 Russian listener. Not a Russian listener here in the United States. From Mother Russia. So we're going to get to that, too. But we have a surprise being wheeled into the studio. My distress call... from a few weeks ago or months ago, was answered by the fine people at PVI Office Furniture. I told them I had a beat-up office chair, which I do. This chair stinks on ice. It's very rickety. So they're bringing in a brand-new, silly, for your boy. It's a heated office chair, Jason. It's got all the bells and whistles.
Well, it has
air conditioning, too. Robin and Mark, and I believe, are here from PVI Office Furniture. And look at this. Look at this thing, Jason.
Robin's look at that. That's a luxurious.
X chair. I'm sitting in an X chair. Look at this. Oh, I feel like a king. Look at this. Ergonomically correct. It's caressing my neck. Oh, this is fantastic. By the way, you can go to PVIPVI.com for all of your office furniture needs. Now I'm leaning back. Oh,
look how jealous Eric is.
Cakes. Why didn't they bring four?
Look at this. Just living in the lap of luxury. I don't know that I can continue doing the show after this.
This is what happens.
This is yeah. He's correct. When you complain, the squeaky wheel gets the grease sometimes. So thank you again to PVI Office Furniture. This will get so much use exclusively by me. I need to find a place here at the station to hide this chair every single day.
As if Cakes' ass couldn't get flatter.
300 chairs you can take home.
300 chairs at PVI Office Furniture. PVIPVI.com. It's fantastic.
Hey, Cakes, ask him why they didn't bring four chairs in.
No, I'm not going to ask why four chairs weren't brought. I'm going to thank them for the one chair that was brought.
Right. I guess I'll complain on air then.
Right. PVIPVI.com. If you can't visit them online, which of course you can go to their massive warehouse in Frederick, Maryland.
Now I feel terrible. Now I feel like I got a terrible chair.
Oh, I've got an air-conditioned and heated chair, EB.
Hey, turn the AC on it.
I have to figure out how to do that. I have to figure out all the bells and whistles. thank you again. That was very nice. I was very
did you
kind.
Know that the fix was in and you were getting a chair today?
I was unaware.
How did you you did the intro.
I mean, it just got wheeled in here.
No, how did... When did it...
We gave him the copy.
You gave him the copy, yeah. Like, right before
like
the second?
A yes. Minute before they walked in.
So yeah. You knew a minute before
I
they
knew
walked
about
in.
A minute before, yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
All right, very cool. Because I was completely oblivious.
Complaining works. Complaining is a good thing.
Oh, yeah. We learned that a long time ago.
Certainly have.
So, all right. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. That was a very nice gesture by PVI Office Furniture.
Now, Drabby, I want you. I know we're playing the game here, and I got a bunch of people on hold.
Yeah.
You got to give people the intel here on what happened to T on the letter you got this morning.
Well, the cover of the letter, Cakes has in front of him.
I have it
so
here.
So a lot of the random mail that nobody knows what to do with gets put in my office.
Like some guy yesterday, nice guy, just sent us like beer. I don't know who it was.
Send it. You can send us anything.
Send whatever you want.
It might go in the trash.
I got a guy that sends me every once in a while like inspirational messages and like religious cards.
Right.
Like
and you
poem.
Read them.
We get like sports
those.
Trivia games in the mail.
People
all the
just
time.
Send you stuff.
But this letter is distinctive because I mean, there's eight lines in the sending address, and I'll just read it as best I can. I need my music, please, Valdez. From Russia. Ugenovsk region, Sengilev district, Selo Nove Sloboda, from Artyom Turchev.
Whatever that is.
He included a letter.
And what does it say? It says 2-4 Radio 106.7 The Fan.
I have a letter. I will read.
4 Radio. All right.
Good day, dear team of Radio 106.7 The Fan. My name is Artyom. I live in Russia, in a small provincial town. Quite by accident, stumbled upon your radio station looking for broadcasts on European football, soccer in parentheses. Uh-huh. Started listening to broadcasts from the NHL games, Washington Capitals. This is not surprising because as part of the Capitals team, 4 of my fellow citizens play at once.
Right.
I'm not a great letter master, so this letter will not be as long as I would like.
Letter master.
Trust me, it's long enough. I put that part in. I decided to write to you for this reason. I collect various sports materials. Therefore, I would like to ask you, if it is possible, could you send me some American ice hockey magazine?
Let's throw in a nudie mag, too, while we're at it.
Thanks, we gotta hook the guy.
I would be very grateful and thankful to your. At the end of my letter, I want to wish you all good health, success in everything, and more interesting reports. With big respect, your listener from Russia, Artyom.
All right,
Artyom.
Dude, this is amazing.
P.S. I am so, so sorry for my English. Smiley face.
Dude, how does he know English so well?
That's pretty good.
And by the way, Drabby is convinced this is a kid. I don't think so. I don't think this is a kid at all. I think this is an adult. That looks like adult handwriting to me.
I think it's like a 20-year-old or something like that. Okay. I do like that he sent us a bunch of Russian, I think, propaganda as well.
Like Russian stickers.
We have a lot of
stickers and like postcards.
Put on your
by
laptop.
The way, radio.
Why didn't he
radio
send some Stoli vodka with it?
Radio in Russia is really cool, by the way.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, you gotta look at this DJ.
It's like an old boombox.
It's cooler than U.S. radio.
Yeah, he's got a pipe, sunglasses. He looks like a Russian agent. KGB agent.
Very good.
With a boombox.
Dude, how cool is that? That like a legit Russian stumbled onto the show, I guess happens to know English. How do Russian, if you're born in Russia, how do you know English?
Hey, Junks, your meter count in Russia, sky high.
Sky high. We need to hire here.
Yeah, we're crushing in Stalingrad.
That's Radio Insider.
Insider. We need a better meter count here, Cakes.
I'm surprised Pootie Pootie even allows people to talk English, you know, speaking English over there. No.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy.
Well, so he just wants a hockey mag.
Ice hockey magazine.
What we need to do is send him a Caps prize package. We need to reach out to the Caps.
I think so.
That's a good idea.
Reach out to the Caps. Yeah. Send him like an Ovi jersey or something.
Yeah, maybe all Russians.
All the Russians sign it.
Yes. It's been a while since I've seen a hockey magazine on the newsstand.
Yeah. Ice Hockey Magazine.
We could throw one in. Does, like, the Sporting News put out, like, an NHL magazine
or
something?
No, but I think we probably have, don't we have a Caps Championship magazine they put out?
We might have that.
Eric, if you were butt nice,
yeah,
you would mail him your Caps ring.
Oh, I'm going to give a random guy like a $15,000 ring.
I'm saving that for a rainy day.
Yeah.
Sure. That would be so nice of you.
Hey, yeah.
Valdez, he would love it.
Valdez, I can send him my Brooke-like jersey.
You could do that. Yes, that's
although
true.
Although it's signed to me.
Yeah, you're not doing that.
I know. I'm kidding.
You know what? We have various contacts within the Capitals organization.
Who's our guy? Sergei? Is he still there? Or he won the lottery or something? He quit?
Yeah, he's still there.
Look, I'm sure we can get a Russian-themed prize pack for our man Artyom.
I just think that's the coolest thing. In 25 years, it's hard to beat that. Usually they're like Americans, like Lurch suggested, that you know, move there, and they're still listening. This guy
I was surprised when you told me he was straight out of Russia.
That's awesome.
It's straight a out town of 6,000 people.
Small provincial town, like I said in letter.
Old military outpost.
Oh, I bet. Hey, where in Russia? Is it like, I know, but like.
What's the name of the town?
Like, where is it located?
Is it near name RTM or is that the
his
town?
His name, RTM.
Like, is it near Sochi or is it in the, is it
what's
in
the
Serbia?
I have,
Sengeli
or Siberia.
Sengeli district.
How do you
S-E-N-G-I-L-E-Y.
It's in Western Russia.
Ugenovsk region.
Sengeli?
It looks like it's pretty close to Moscow.
It's suburb.
Suburb.
Russian
well,
suburb.
That's like maybe like a couple hundred miles away.
Right.
Okay. I can't find it. I can't find it on Wiki.
Population 6,000?
Yeah.
Is that right? 6,900?
Who's most notable person from said town?
I don't know, but you could stay at a silly 3-star hotel for $33.
Right.
Hey, you want to do a live broadcast?
Hey,
you're right.
Invite us. These guys wouldn't even go to Canada. I was trying to go to Rob Ford.
Pay us many rubles to make trip.
Anyway, very, very cool.
All right, time now for NHL or Russian politician. Let's go to antiquated phone lines.
Let's go line one. Let's go to Steven.
Steven.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. What are they playing for, Cakes?
Steven.
They're playing for tickets to go see Trevor Noah at Capital One Arena, Washington, D.C.
Right. Not Yakov Smirnoff tickets.
October 15th, 2021. NHL or Russian politician Michael Romanov.
Let's go politician.
I'm going to say no.
You win.
Damn it.
Cross him off list. You go to see Trevor Noah. The tickets go on sale Friday, June 18th at 10 a.m. Visit Ticketmaster.com or 1067thefan.com, courtesy of Live Nation. Have one more pair to give away.
All right, let's go to line two. We'll go to Keith. Keith and Laurel.
Keith is prize pig.
Yeah,
would feed many people in Russia.
Morning, Junkski.
Hey, Keith.
What's up?
Keith. NHL or Russian politician? Yakov Sverdlov.
I thought you were going to say Smirnoff.
I know. Hardo politician.
Yes.
Da!
Wow!
I was waiting to say yet, but the da, he win. We fresh out of tickets.
Keith wins again. Shocker.
Keith going to see Trevor Noah do a lot of politically charged comedy and yucks in D.C.
Very true. I'm passing on that one.
EB say, nyet to Trevor Noah.
Yeah, that, not my cup of tea. Not my cup of tea. All right, when we come back, it's the U.S. It's a major week here, buddy.
No, it's only Father's Day weekend. That means U.S. Open, yes.
That is correct. And whether you're a platoon leader or a cheerleader, PenFed makes it easy for all of us to achieve our financial goals with great rates for those in the military and those who are not. PenFed offers credit cards, online savings accounts, auto loans, mortgages, and more, all at great rates for everyone. Visit PenFed.org for more information. To get any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. But hey, membership is open to everyone. PenFed is an equal housing lender insured by NCUA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
If you're planning on doing some wagering, don't sleep on BetQL, the app to outsmart Vegas. Powerful analytics for sports betting. Get access to real-time line movement, value bets of the day, and meaningful team trends. Those all sound very important. Joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline is Rich Lerner, Golf Channel anchor, reporter, and also in his Twitter bio, he's an essayist. Sounds very fancy. Rich, good morning.
Highfalutin, long-winded bloviator is what it should say.
No, well, that all works too.
Well,
right?
You're good at it.
Damn good at it.
Thank you. How are you doing, guys?
We're doing great. It's great to have you on. Anytime it's the week of a major, we get all excited.
Yeah, good. I'm glad to hear that.
We do these picks before every major, mm-hmm. and we haven't picked a winner in the last couple, unfortunately. But one of our guys, Valdez, can you tell Rich who you picked today? Now, he's totally zigging while everyone else is zagging. He's trying to be a little, but I think he might have something here. Go ahead. Tell Rich who you picked today.
Rich, I picked the 21-year-old South African bomber, Wilco Niehnauber.
Now, do you know Niehnauber's story, Rich?
A little bit. I mean, I know he hits it from here to San Francisco.
Right.
And that's a long ways. So, I mean, he's insanely long. Like, makes John Daly look like Corey Pavin.
Right.
I mean, this guy absolutely can move mountains. No, he's not going to win the U.S. Open.
Oh,
right. But I did like it. He finished 14th in his first event. That's pretty incredible, Rich.
I mean, he has talent, but not here.
Right.
And if he does win, I'll come on your show and I'll eat something.
And retire.
Right. We will, too.
We can swap jobs.
Yeah, you could produce the show for a day.
I love radio, man. I'm a radio guy. I came out of radio in Dallas, Texas, in Allentown, PA. Good story. So the other South African to keep an eye on, I don't think he'll win, but is a Garrick Higgo. H-I-G-G-O.
Yeah.
He won like 7 straight tournaments on the Canary Islands when the European Tour dropped anchor there because of COVID maybe 2 months ago. And he just won on the PGA Tour, by the way.
Right.
So left-hander who can really play.
Right. Keep an eye on him. Obviously, everybody's asking about the Bryson Brooks deal. It's almost getting to the point now where it's annoying.
I'm so pissed they didn't pair them together, by the way.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about that. Is it true that they truly asked Bryson? Because I think his agent denied it, right? What's the truth? I didn't know that the USGA does that.
Everybody's denying it at this point. I was told on Monday by the USGA they weren't going to do it.
Yeah.
Though they were being pressured to do it. I personally don't. I don't need to see them together. Play your way into a final pairing on Sunday. That's good enough for me.
Right.
I don't need it. I don't need manufactured
hype like that on Thursday, Friday. I get why people would have enjoyed it. A lot would have been written about it. What I think is happening is there are two games that are played now in the world of performance. One is on the field of play, the football field, a basketball court, the ice, or in this case, the golf course. And the other game is played on social media, building your brand, because the scores on social media now are rewarded just as the scores are rewarded on the golf course. More followers, more sponsors. And in Brooks' case, it's a game that he's playing with intention. What he's doing is calculated. And is, you know, selling beer. He was on offering beer, which I thought was it was cute, but it was a tiny bit over the top in that, you know, he's inviting, tacitly inviting his followers to go out and harass Bryson DeChambeau. It wasn't an outward, call to arms, but you know, it was sort of inciting a little bit. So I don't think it was an egregious crossing of the line, but anyway, it's intentional. So he's selling beer, and I do think, mark this down, he will earn himself likely a seven-figure payday for a made-for-television exhibition, one of these things that Mickelson's behind. I would bet, I don't know this for a fact, that Phil's probably trying to put Bryson and Brooks together maybe sometime around Thanksgiving for another. And Phil's become kind of an impresario behind the scenes in putting these matches together. He has one with Bryson coming up in Colorado at altitude, you know, where Bryson will hit 500-yard drives. I think Aaron Rodgers is in that one. Mm-hmm. So it's a game for Brooks. And I think why Brooks is doing this, it goes back a couple of years. I did a one-on-one interview with Brooks early in 2019, and he had come off a two-major 2018, and he was left off of ESPN's list of most dominant athletes of the year, and he was pissed. And I think he had a right to be. You win two majors in this sport, as deep as it is, you're one of the dominant athletes of any year. And I asked him, why do you think you were left off the list? And he said, well, I go about my business quietly. Right there, you know, if there was a knock on Brooks back then, it was, he doesn't move the needle. He's kind of dull. Interview, you know, sort of low talking interviews, the old school, like a Clint Eastwood type, walk quietly and carry a big bag of sticks, which he did. And he vowed then to me to change that he was going to make his opinion heard. And I think he's found a way in social media to do that. And it's a modern way. And he certainly has the affection of Barstool and their followers. And it's, it's kind of bro-y and it's definitely, it's the way that the world is going. And, not everybody loves it, but that's also probably, if you're looking for attention, you're not gonna be beloved by everybody. So here we are. I think Bryson has. I think the other thing is Bryson's sort of the nerdy kid, right? And Brooks is the cool kid, and there's a little element of. I don't know if it's the level of cyberbullying, but it, some people think it's gotten to that point. I think, the tide sort of turned a little bit for Bryson. Bryson wasn't the most popular guy. He's interesting. He's a great curiosity, and he's a hell of a player. But, he jumped on a cameraman at Detroit, and then he got a little picky with some rules at the Memorial. Mm-hmm. And he's a little, bizarre. And now I think maybe, the sentiment has gone, a little bit towards Bryson. And he deflected it, I think, not because he genuinely loves people calling him Brooksy on the golf course. I think he's deflected because he thinks if he tells people, oh, I love it, they'll back off. Look, these are two great players. They've won three of the last four U.S. Opens. Don't forget that. And there's a chance they could be together on the weekend.
Yeah.
They're that good.
That would be interesting.
Is it good or bad for the game? I don't, is it bringing more eyeballs, attention? People say that. I think they're talking about it more on shows like this. I don't know that it's good for the game or not, good or bad for the game. I just think it is, and it's the way of the world right now.
All right, so John Rahm is pretty much your odds-on favorite in most books. He's about 9-1, 9.5. And, you know, watching that press conference yesterday, it was interesting, or maybe it was a couple days ago, it was very interesting.
Yeah.
Some of his responses. Do you find yourself rooting for John this week because of what happened?
Well, I like John. I got to do a feature story on John last year. And he's bright, John. He's immersed in the sport. I mean, you can talk to John Rahm about Hogan, Trevino, knows his history, which, you know, for somebody who loves the game the way I do, I would like those guys, especially when they're younger. You don't expect that. Rahm is your, quintessentially fiery Spaniard. Enormous talent. He's built like an old heavyweight boxer from the 70s. He reminds me, go look up Oscar Bonavina, was a slugger from Argentina, and he looks just like Rahm. Rahm's got that boxer's chin, like a football player to like a Don Shula chin. Just a rugged guy with a short backswing and powerful, through the trunk of his body. Phenomenal ball striker. And we were constantly talking about ball strikers in our ball. We're constantly talking about balls in our sport, aren't we? he's a fantastic ball striker.
Right,
do I like Rahm this week? I do. And am I rooting for him? Yes, it would be a little bit of sweet redemption. I think what I thought was interesting about his press conference yesterday is that he kind of took responsibility. I mean, the bottom line is, and again, I'm not here to make any, statements or stands on vaccinations. You do what you want with your body. But he copped to it. Had he gotten vaccinated sooner, he'd have probably won that tournament.
Right.
He didn't because he said he put it off in the 14-day period, whatever was happening in his life. But I thought he owned that. And, the disappointment for John was that he couldn't be around his parents when they finally came to Arizona to see their new baby grandson. John couldn't be in their company at that really special moment where mom and dad see the kid. And so there's a lot to like about John. And on top of it, he has a wonderful record at Torrey Pines. He won his first tour win in 2017, bunch of top fives. And the other guy to like at Torrey Pines, as long as you're looking at numbers, would be Tony Finau. He was runner-up this January. He's first in a lot of different statistical categories at the South Course. What I would tell people to keep in mind, though, you're considering which players to take in your pools and your wagers, whatever it is. Big difference in the way the golf course is going to play and the way the golf course is going to be set up June versus January.
Right.
The winning scores the last few years have been in the teens in January, I think as low as 20 under 1 year. I forget which year, but Tiger Woods in 2008 won it 1 under par. So, you're talking 5-inch rough in spots, and you're talking, much firmer conditions, bouncier. I do like John Rahm. I'm strongly considering Rahm as my pick.
Rich, thanks as always for the time. We do appreciate it. Rich Lerner, Golf Channel anchor and reporter. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Rich. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, man.
Yep. Thanks so much.
See you guys.
Yep.
Take
care. Always has some interesting takes on the tour.
By the way,
players.
Knee knobber.
Yeah.
Last week in his debut, just to give you context, all right?
Grasper.
DeChambeau averages 320 off the tee, and DeChambeau's trying to hit 500-yard bombs.
Yeah.
He averaged 360 last week. Now, it's only one tournament, and it's basically one hole where they measure that, I think, but still.
It's Valdez's new hero.
360. He hit a drive, they say, on the European Tour. Now, I'm sure it was wind-dated and downhill, 423.
There's a lot of that happening in here.
But I am intrigued.
Well, let me just say this real quick. In this year, on the European tour, he has four miscuts, and his best finish was 28th until last week at Concord.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to win either. But he hits it longer than Bryson.
All right, we got to go. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next right here on 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.